Hi, this is Carrie with TPS Radio, and on Facebook, the page is State of the USPS, the United States Postal Service. I've worked for them for almost 29 years, love my job at the call center, started out as a letter carrier, a PTF in the special delivery department, delivering express mail, and doing the collections. And that was a lot of fun. I did report to compromised zip codes in Long Beach. This is my whistleblower radio show, radio episode. I have a few things to share with you. Since Louis DeJoyce started in 2020, the calls to the 800 number, 1-800-ASK-USPS or 1-800-275-8777, have just gotten really, really sad. COVID came, COVID went. That was when we, due to lack of staff, weren't, a lot of people weren't getting mail delivery every day. But since the postal police were taken off a patrol summer of 2020, and then it was announced on, if you Google USPS OIG, which stands for Office of Inspector General, and the word key, in August of 2020, it was published that there's no USPS master key control plan in place. So Postmaster DeJoy, who has been on board for 3 years now, is only now addressing the effect of his substandard service, the ruining of trust in the post office, the loss of volume. I'm sure that's due to trust. I've never answered phone calls like this before. It's just getting worse and worse. Instead of helping customers find a package that was never attempted and they went to try and pick it up, it wasn't at the post office. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. One of the last calls I got, there was some mail theft going on. The girl said she couldn't make it home right after the mail was delivered. And when her packages came, they were stolen. So her local post office said, put your mail on hold. I can't do it over the phone. So she called into the 800 number, put her mail on an official hold, had 7 packages, all priority, delivered. Actually, she thought it was held at the post office. And when she went in, they told her, oh, you did it wrong. You were supposed to go in, come into the post office and do your mail hold that way. Anyway, she was told all of them were delivered. And so, of course, I created the case, but it's getting really bad. On the inside, we no longer pay our new hires a good salary. They don't get benefits. So if they're not treated well and they leave, why not take a master key, copy it on a 3D printer, make copies, sell the copies, or just go into the mailboxes and take things themselves. It's happening all across America. Louis DeJoy needs to be fired. He should have never been hired to begin with. His brother Dominic, ending in I-C-K, Dominic DeJoy sued Louis DeJoy for messing with his mail and tricking him out of the family trucking and logistics business. I bought Dominic's book off of Amazon, a book of poems, love poems, it turned out to be, a bubble de burst or something like that. And he mentions the only phrase that sticks out, I read it for a clue. What is going on? Who is this man? And the only clue I could come up that I could see is a phrase. That phrase is Glass-Steagall or Steagall Act. It's GLASS-STEAGLL Act. It's a big banking term, and it's when all the banks went bust, but DJ got D. It's LDJ, Louis DeJoy, LDJ Global Strategies. Louis DeJoy. Look him up on Institute of World Politics, where he just spoke, and you can find all of the political and cyber intelligence. Oh, that's another thing. Cyber intelligence. He gives scholarships to this institute. It's all about security. And life's most important documents are sent through USPS, and they don't even have tracking. Now, the first thing I would do if I was a postmaster, I had to plug in here. Sorry for that noise if you heard anything. But the first thing I would do is ensure everything is tracking. And that would bring income, right? Increase revenue. So there's missing passports, missing and stolen passports, social security numbers floating around, work permits, travel documents. It's just, in Steve Mnuchin on YouTube, he mentions when Trump called the post office a joke in 2016, and DeJoy said, "I have a plan." Well, that's when in 2015 there was a plan called Delivering for America. It was signed off by Robert Mike Duncan, who brought in DeJoy. Or recommended DeJoy to the board. And it was signed off by Megan Brennan, who left pretty much, I guess, after she signed off on it. So, what's really going on here? When Louis DeJoy's wife, Aldona Waz, in her speech at Institute of World Politics, she was talking about being in our representative in Estonia and how they were moving troops. She was the soft power which helped move troops to Iraq. So, what is really going on here? What is the end result? Oshkosh transports vehicles overseas. What's next? DeJoy brands USPS's ground, but LDJ Global Strategies, they're going to need planes, right? And Oshkosh, yeah, they'll be able to transport vehicles for LDJ Global Strategies. And let's see here. What else can we talk about? I've been following Louis DeJoy since day one. I actually wrote to his foundation that provides the scholarships to Institute of World Politics. I wrote saying that since there's going to be a whole bunch of brand new changes, I offered to just give my URL, N for new or nuevo or nor or, NUSPS.com, brand new. I'm glad I didn't get a reply. I think we should implement that as soon as he's gone, pre and post DeJoy. And then the whole process needs to be audited. The Federal Register, was that changed? I know he's promoted Same Day Express Mail. And I guess maybe he got some interest there and then took the video off. And USPS no longer provides Same Day Express Mail, right? Or what's 10 Roads? They deliver local. They deliver local. How about Deliver? Deliverr Inc. Derek Kahn. That's it on the board of governors. He is part of that company that delivers the last mile and even advertises that they're cheaper than the post office. So what is really going on here? I need some help. I can't really figure all this out myself, but I need to get rid of the stress And I don't know, is it going to be him or me? I really don't know, but please sign off on there's a few petitions. I mean, you can find them if you Google on any social media, fire DeJoy, remove DeJoy, you will see, well, on the petition, more than a million people combined on these petition want him removed. These are the American people, or I should say, people in the United States that receive mail, and possibly, company representatives that send mail. Louis DeJoy, keep in mind when you stand there and you give your presentations, you're giving your presentations to professional people, educated people, but they're postal customers. And don't you think they think that you're a joke if they're sitting there and they know what you're saying isn't true? The statistics about 2.5 average deliver average time it's moving within the postal network, meaning what, post office to post office? You have no experience delivering to humans. And I want to actually postmark or earmark the date, May 12th, 2023, 2 weeks before your 3 year anniversary with the post office. And now the carrier robberies and the mail key thefts are only now being addressed. Only now are you thinking about the humans, the end user, the whole reason why the post office exists and its mission. You really need to go. You have neglected the very people that this organization was set up to serve. Please get out of here. Do not touch anything financially. Please remove Louis DeJoy. Sign off on deliveringforamerica.com. That's delivering the number four, America.com. Thank you for listening. It's up to you if I'm returning to work or retiring. I love my job, love my boss, my team. I love the concept I always have of getting things from point A to point B. The best deal in America was the first class letter when it actually reached the human at the other end or the business where the bill payment was going, etc. Oh, I have to give actually, this isn't my whistleblowing video. I'm podcasting audio. I'm going to address a tip and then also a breach in the next two videos. All right, take care.